Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Ready Player One is an elaborate, labyrinthine, challenging movie. In some ways, Ready Player One is a non-movie. Rather, it's a cinematic video game. Ready Player One is about a complicated virtual reality video game played in real time simultaneously in the real world and in the virtual world. Ready Player One is visually stunning, especially the sequences involving avatars of the video game players. Ready Player One is worth the premium price for 3D, the format in which it was seen for this movie review. Ready Player One, based on the 2011 debut novel by Ernest Cline, who co-wrote the movie screenplay with Zach Penn, is directed by Steven Spielberg. The movie, Ready Player One, is set in Columbus, Ohio in 2045. Wade Watts lives in a sort of high-rise trailer park. He assumes the online name and the avatar of Parsifal. Parsifal is on a quest to locate Easter eggs, in other words, clues. In this instance, three keys to inherit the world and wealth of the virtual world Oasis, created by James Halliday, who left virtual breadcrumbs for gamers before he died. Hellbent on solving the virtual puzzle is Nolan Sorrento, head of Innovative Online Industries, which wants to buy Oasis. Ready Player One is a cornucopia of pop culture references for fans of movies, video games, and pop music from the 1980s. Ready Player One is a pop cultural goldmine for Generation Xers. The casting for Ready Player One is excellent. Ty Sheridan is relatable and engaging as Wade Watts. Olivia Cooke is sensitive yet strong as Samantha, aka Artemis. Ben Mendelsohn is blandly menacing as Nolan Sorrento. Mark Rylance is delightful as James Halliday. Simon Pegg is solid as Ogden Morrow. For all its computer-generated imagery razzle-dazzle, Ready Player One is not particularly emotionally involving. It might be more fun for the moviegoer to be playing Ready Player One. Ready Player One is MPAA-rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi action violence, bloody images, some suggestive material, partial nudity, and language. Opening April 6th are Truth or Dare. Jeff Wadlow directs Lucy Hale, Tyler Posey, Violet Bean, and Nolan Gerard in the horror film. A game of Truth or Dare among friends turns deadly. Overboard. Bob Fisher and Rob Greenberg direct Anna Faris, Eva Longoria, Emily Madison, and Susie Kurtz in the comedy romance. A yacht owner is thrown overboard and is the target of a revenge plot. Beirut. Brad Anderson directs Rosamund Pike, John Hamm, Mark Pellegrino, and Dean Norris in the drama. A former United States diplomat negotiates for the life of a friend left behind in Beirut, Lebanon. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.